Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Tuesday with Vito Domingos, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. China is determined to be the first 5G superpower, but its ambitions could be hit by Huawei's inability to buy American components under a looming ban on sales to the telecom equipment company. Huawei has won tenders for 37 out of the 40 cities in the first phase of China Mobile's 5G rollout. Elsewhere, the head of Ericsson's US business has said the UK's likely plan to shut Huawei out of parts of its 5G networks makes little technical sense. The UK is supposed to be a leader in developing the next revolution in computing, but it still cannot compete with Silicon Valley's VC funding culture and technology history. Those are the reasons behind given by a group of Britain's best-known quantum computing scientists, who have moved to California to found a startup called PsyQ to build a commercial quantum computer within 5 years. The story is that the best of Britain is going to the United States to scale up, said Herman Hauser, the venerable UK tech investor. Walmart installed AI-powered cameras in more than 1,000 US stores. A Walmart spokesperson told Business Insider that the cameras, which were installed in checkout areas, including self-service stations, have led to a reduction in theft, fraud, and scanning errors. The retailer began investing in the surveillance program called Miss Scan Detection several years ago, with Ireland AI company Everseen and other companies supplying the technology. Amazon just expanded its Prime Reading feature to Canada. The membership perk includes access to a rotating selection of books, comics, and more at no extra cost. Users can access the content via Kindle. The feature, which is a stepping stone to Amazon's Kindle Unlimited service, allows users to download up to 10 Prime Reading titles on any device at any given time. Amazon says its Prime customers in Canada can expect hundreds of new options, some of which will include audible narration. This was your shot of tech coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.